it's a first hearing, might not make too much sense. And the main reason for this, I think, is because we were literally jumping in on the last six verses of a prayer that goes on for 26 verses. And that prayer comes right at the end of a talk that Jesus gives, a very long talk. It's four chapters long, a sort of giving of the last instructions for the disciples before Jesus leaves them. It's often called the farewell discourse by scholars. Today I'll call it the farewell teaching. This last teaching happens in the upper room, just after Jesus washes the disciples' feet, just before he goes out to pray and is arrested, tried, convicted, and crucified. And then, after this long teaching, he comes to the prayer that we have read the last few sentences of. All of this is to explain why just hearing this little bit of the prayer, it's kind of hard to figure out what it's about. So I'm going to catch you up by backtracking and telling you just a bit about what comes before. First, I'll sum up the long farewell teaching with just two phrases. In short, one, you disciples are in me as I am in the Father. And two, you should love one another in the same way that my Father has loved me and I have loved you. That is what Jesus finishes his teaching to the disciples on as he is about to go to be arrested, tried, convicted, crucified. And then comes the prayer. The prayer is convoluted and repetitious, but overall it has a simple and straightforward outline. First, Jesus prays for himself. Second, he prays for his disciples, the ones who are there in the upper room with him. And last, in the part which is our reading for today, Jesus prays for disciples, for believers who are yet to be. That is, for the disciples, for the believers who would come in the future because of the first disciples sharing the good news of Jesus. That is, Jesus is praying for you and me. That's exactly what Jesus is saying in our reading today. A prayer for you and me. He's about to go out to the garden where he knows he will be arrested, where he knows he will give himself up to the powers of hate and violence and death, and knowing that's about to happen, knowing that he needs his Father's presence and strength and support in this terrible thing that's about to happen, Jesus prays for himself. And then, because he knows things are also going to become very difficult for the disciples there with him, knowing they're going to have to watch him die and stay firm against fear and stay firm in love and stay firm in trusting God, knowing they're about to be challenged all the way up to and beyond their limits, Jesus prays for the disciples. And then lastly, he prays for us because he knows it's going to be difficult for us also. He knows it's hard to follow a Savior who dies, who gives of himself completely for the sake of others, who calls us to follow his example without fear, even in the times when we, like him, are opposed. future for us. That's probably a good model for our own prayer. It's something we could imitate or emulate. Start our prayer lifting up our needs, praying for our troubles, our needs, our concerns, and then pray for those who walk alongside us, our fellow disciples, those who trust in Jesus with us, those who accompany us in our faith for one another. And then, finally, we pray for the world, for those beyond, for those whom God loves, so loves, that God sent Jesus not to condemn the world, but to save it. This is a prayer structure that works in good times and difficult, when you don't know what to pray or how to pray. In a sense, this prayer in John is like John's version of the Lord's Prayer. John doesn't mention that familiar prayer. That's only in Matthew and Luke. But in this gospel, we hear Jesus praying. In the other gospels, Jesus often goes off by himself to pray. But in John, especially in this story, Jesus prays in front of the disciples so that they can hear. This is the last prayer recorded in John's gospel as he's about to go and unmask, expose the powers of evil. And in this prayer, we get to overhear Jesus praying for us. That's actually amazing. In a text from nearly 2,000 years ago, you get to overhear Jesus praying for you. Let's turn to the prayer once more. The prayer that Jesus prays on your behalf. I ask not only on behalf of these disciples, Jesus prayed, but also on behalf of those who will come to believe in me through their word, that they may all be one. As you, Father, are in me and I am in you, may they also be in us, so that the world may believe that you have sent me. Did you hear that? Jesus not only was confident that the work of his first disciples would bring about many more disciples, he also believes the exact same thing about us. And Jesus asked God to give to us the same unity, the same oneness with each other and with him, with God, that he asked for his first disciples. And he asked that for us so that through our oneness with one another, with God, the whole world will be able to find hope in Jesus, to trust in him, to see his way. It's really quite amazing to stop and hear Jesus pray for us. The good news of God for us is that God loves us, and Jesus prays for us. Do you hear that good news? Jesus loves you. Jesus prays for you. Even more, the good news for the world which God loves, what Jesus was sent to save, the good news for the world, for all those people out there, the good news for them is that God is working through disciples like us to bring them this same good news news of God's love. Jesus is praying for us, not just long ago. Jesus, the living Lord who is God, whom death did not and cannot stop, Jesus is praying for you now and unceasingly. Our invitation is to live as if we believe that, as if we trust that, that Jesus is praying for us right now. What do you think Jesus might be praying about for you? What might Jesus be praying for the children of this earth today? As God sees the state of the world, the state of the relationship between all of the children of this world, what might God be praying? What might Jesus be praying? And how might that help us grow in our faith? How might it help us hear God's voice? How might it change us if we begin our prayers, if we begin to focus on what do we think Jesus might be praying for us as he reflects on us, considers us, prays for us? I'll send you home with that thought. How might that transform your prayer, your discipleship, your faith? This is the good news. God loves the world. Jesus loves us with the same love with which God loves him. Jesus prays for us without ceasing, that we might be one in God's love with him and with one another, and that through our oneness in his love, the world will know the miracle, the magnificence of God's love. Can we trust that God will answer Jesus' prayer for us? Let us pray. Dear Jesus, help us to hear your prayer for us. Help us not so much to desire what we want,